Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what brings you to Dubai?
My name's Steve Weichel. I'm the head of industry relations for the MIT Center for Real Estate. I'm also the founder of the Real Disruption Real Estate Technology Conferences that we do twice a year on campus.
Perfect. And tell us a little bit about what your visit to Dubai is all about.
I was here to speak to leaders within the real estate industry about technology and innovation and its impact on the future of the built environment.
All right. On that note, I think we can get into this really interesting, exciting topic around real estate disruption. And this is something that's been creeping into leadership boards and every real estate industry company, really. And what we'd like to know is what you think are the three most innovative technologies currently within the real estate segment that is disrupting companies in the States or globally.
There's a lot going on, and it's happening at a much faster velocity than I thought it was going to. We're doing research in a variety of areas on both innovation and technology, which sometimes happens separately. Sometimes one enables the other. There are some key areas that I think are pretty exciting. The first is artificial intelligence, a relatively new conversation starting to impact a number of industries. It's starting to impact real estate and will continue to do so. We're in the very early stages on what it means with artificial intelligence, machine learning, and deep learning, unlocking big data, unlocking small data, and really getting to smart data, which is kind of different. And to be able to use that for decision making and also some predictive analytics that we were never able to do before as a result of that technology. So AI will show up in a variety of forms. It already exists in ways that we may not recognize. So it exists. Siri has AI operating in the background. Google uses it on search. Amazon and Souq use it to make recommendations to us on things to buy. So there is some of this business, some of this intelligence going on. The machine learning is a little bit different in that the algorithms change as a result of the patterns detected in our behavior. That's very different than having fixed algorithms. So when that starts meeting real estate, it'll be really have a very exciting different way of interacting with how real estate gets done. So that's AI. The second area is blockchain. There's a lot more to blockchain than just digital currency. I think the greater part of the world for so long has been reading about digital currency, which is an exciting area. But for those who are not familiar with what blockchain really is, it's really the infrastructure that allows digital currency to work. And I heard a great analogy yesterday right here in Dubai that blockchain is to transactions what the internet was to information. So there have been some claims that blockchain will be the next big thing, just as the internet was. So what does that mean for real estate? It means that transactions will be more trustworthy. They will be more automated. Of course, there's some intersection with artificial intelligence eventually. And so there will be more velocity. There will be more trusted interactions and exchanges going on in ways, again, that were never possible, that this blockchain technology will enable. And there are many more things that I'm sure that we will learn that we haven't even begun to dream of, in the same way that I'm not so sure people had a full understanding of the implications of the internet when it was first introduced. So blockchain, artificial intelligence, blockchain, and autonomous mobility. And I say autonomous mobility, not just driverless cars, autonomous mobility, because it's about unmanned or unpersoned cars, shipping, trains. We already have some public transit, but that will be taken to the next level. Vans and carpooling and buses, and even new forms. We hear about the autonomous drones that Amazon might use to deliver packages, but they also have an autonomous blimp, which is this in-the-air warehouse that will enable the drones. And we think that that's kind of a dream or science fiction or something in the future. But there's a very large developer in the United States that has modified the area on the top of their multifamily apartment buildings to be able to accommodate drone delivery to their apartment buildings. And that's because the shipping back and forth has dramatically changed what we need in apartment buildings to manage that volume. And so they're already anticipating the possibility that we'll need to have landing pads for drones on apartment buildings. So this is a real thing. But again, many different versions and variations that we haven't even considered yet. We might even see autonomous buildings, buildings that build themselves and operate themselves. It's not so far out of the question. So the autonomy is really very interesting. So those are the three topics that I think are to be watched and to be anticipated and to get excited about.
Would you say that we're in a phase of deception right now? So there's all this talk about exponential growth, and you know, people need to embrace change a lot quicker than they used to in the past. What you talk about for many people in the tech industry, they're already starting to look at it, they're starting to explore, but within the real estate segment specifically, when we're talking about real estate developers and brokers, do you think that more people should be really addressing these issues now rather than wait for it to kind of come and grab us by the arm and say, okay, let's go, or you're gonna have to shut down?
It's a good question. We're in an industry that typically is kind of slow to respond. And that's not a bad thing. I think it's a function of the assets themselves are long-term. For example, in the United States, the depreciation schedule is 40 years. The buildings are built to last, their useful life is 100 years, and very often they're used well beyond that. So, but we've got technology that changes every day. So there is a bit of a disconnect between the way the business operates just structurally, the realities of, it also takes, well, in Dubai it's faster to build buildings, but 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, and we have technology that changes overnight. So we will struggle with that in the industry. But it's also possible that some of these developments will get forced on the real estate industry from outside, from an outside direction. So for example, if you look at blockchain, the blockchain work on blockchain in the finance industry is well ahead of the work that's being done in the real estate industry. It's possible, because the real estate industry is driven by the capital markets, that fintech will force it upon real estate. There already is some intersection between fintech and what we call retech or proptech, which is the real estate examples. But it may get forced upon us by some outside, there may be outside forces like blockchain getting imposed upon real estate by fintech. So I think it's important for people in the industry to read about this, know about it, be aware of it. I might also mention early, and when I say early, a few years ago, when I had been out lecturing, painting a picture of just one example of how technology would impact the business, I said someday it's possible that there might be a building in New York and an architect in Paris and a capital source in Hong Kong and a tenant, say it's an office building, a tenant in Toronto. They'll all sit down at their desk and they'll put on glasses and they'll be able to tour the space as designed by the architect proposed, go down the elevator, go through the common areas, through the lobbies, out onto the street and tour the neighborhood, and never leave their desks. And I said, that's possible in the future. And I was thinking years and years. And we know that now, a few years later, you can actually tour a building that hasn't been built yet, and you can stand in the space and do exactly what I just said. I didn't expect it to come up that quickly. I didn't expect this adoption to happen so quickly. So I think it's important for people in real estate to know what these technologies are, especially if they're in another industry. It'll happen faster when they jump over to real estate. And just be prepared and try to anticipate that it's coming.
Absolutely. There's one thing that you touched on regarding, you know, being able to see this space from right behind your computer screen. Virtual reality, that goes into virtual reality.
Yes.
And in the States, I'm curious to know how much has it been really embedded within the real estate industry to be a core part of selling real estate to potential buyers, not only in the United States, but outside the United States. Mm-hmm. Is it technology? You said it's something that creeped up on you, but it's been embraced and that a lot of industries within within the states are actually taking that on board. But to what extent has it have you seen it transform the buyer process in the states?
I don't have any direct firsthand experience, but I can give you some anecdotal information. There is there's a very successful broker that's a friend of the Center for Real Estate has been involved in around and has really been engaged in this conversation about technology and has been very good about opening up his eyes to what the future might look like, because brokerage is very often about the next deal and there's not always a lot of time to look a long distance down the road. So he happens to be somebody that's really into this technology stuff. And I ran into him and he said, "Steve, I just closed my first visual corporate lease deal." So this was a building that hadn't been built yet. And he walked the client through the space and they signed the deal. And I think he was surprised that he was actually going to land the deal that easily. They're never easy, but with less pain than he anticipated. And so I'm also surprised. I think this is happening faster. I know on the residential side, there are a number of startups that are doing exactly that. And in fact, there were some intermediate steps. There was 2D and 3D visualization. We've seen this a lot in the residential, and then later on in the commercial. There are companies like Floored that was just acquired by CBRE. There's a company called Matterport, which just signed a deal with Truss. And these are companies that are worth taking a look at to understand, well, why, what were they doing and why have they joined forces? So again, I think this is going to happen faster than we thought. And it's not really about the technology. We've got the technology. All we have to do is look at the gaming industry. The gaming industry creates these incredible AR, VR, virtual worlds. What happens when real estate looks like that? So the technology exists. It's the move over into the real estate space, which has its own peculiarities. And so in answer to your question, I think we're not too far from it, and it's already happening. And it may, and by the way, in other countries, it might be happening faster. I just may not be aware of it.
All right. In regard to that, I mean, you've touched on so many exciting topics. I think a lot of things that people need to delve into a lot deeper, like blockchain technology. But there's one thing that I want to address as well in terms of construction. So 3D printing of homes. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Do you think it's something that's really far out? Do you think that a lot of construction companies are now looking into components within the architecture being built in 3D printed form? And do you see this as something that's going to evolve into something greater to cut construction costs, create more affordable housing, and really, I guess, scale production of homes?
It's a good question. It's the scalability issue, but I think that will get resolved. There's always, with new technology, there's always a scalability problem, and it always gets solved. So in the 3D world, there's been tremendous activity in maybe non-real estate related, in additive printing and 3D printing. And MIT has done a fair amount of this work. Also in multiple materials. I think when you're printing in a single material, that's one exercise. When you start printing in multiple materials and start doing complex componentry, that's a different kind of technological barrier. But those barriers have been met, have been overcome. And so when I'm lecturing and I talk about 3D printing, there was an announcement by Daimler-Benz is printing truck parts. Okay, so that's kind of interesting. That's not a surprise. But I think it's either Rolls-Royce or Boeing. It might be Boeing, is printing airline parts. Okay, when a truck breaks down, that's one thing. When an airplane breaks down due to a faulty part, that's a whole different level of quality and quality assurance. So I think the technology has been mastered. When we start putting these 3D printed parts into airplanes, and I'm sure they're going to be in rockets. So we've mastered the technology. So now what happens when we start 3D printing buildings? Well, the same kind of process. There's a great company called Winsun that has, and if you look at the videos online, they do really neat stuff. It's fairly rough. It's fairly basic and fairly rough. However, take a visit to the Dubai Futures building, which was built along with Winsun and some other important partners, and take a look at how spectacular that building is. And that's in a very short amount of time, where the kind of basic rudimentary technology has been adapted to be very, very futuristic and polished and sophisticated. So the 3D printing of buildings is not out of the question. Especially we have housing affordability issues. Maybe that's a solution, maybe it isn't a solution. MIT is doing work on 3D printed polycarbonate buildings. That's not 3D concrete or you know, some kind of composite or aggregate. That's a little different conversation that's being done, the work is being done at MIT. The difference is that when you print a building in polycarbonate, which is petroleum based, and that raises a lot of issues, but it's fully recyclable. So now what happens when you have a building that's printable and it's fully recyclable? It's possible that that has a more favorable impact on the environment. Time will tell, that needs to be worked out. But talking about, I think what will happen first is that components will get printed, and that's kind of what Winsun is doing, and other companies as well. They're printing components, and then those components are being added to the building along the way. There is some work on a fully printed autonomous building that builds itself. And again, some work at MIT related to this. The materials lab is working on materials that are self-activating, adding water or adding heat. For example, if you have a roof system that when it rains, it folds up in order to channel, like a gutter, to channel the water to a reclamation system, and then when it dries out, it lays down again. Or it has solar in it, or it has some kind of cooling or heating mechanism, depending upon what the environment is. Those kinds of materials, we're very close on those. Printing various components of the building, and I think ultimately printing the whole building. The challenge is that building the structure that holds the equipment that builds the building is bigger than the building. So you have to build a bigger building to print a building, and so that needs to be overcome.
It blows my mind, everything you're talking about. I mean, I could just, you know, go back and pick on every single point, delve in a little bit deeper, but I think our audience is going to be quite interested in reading up more about this. On that note, I'd like to ask you, what do you think within the UAE currently in the real estate segment people should start looking at? Obviously, you know, there's so much happening, as you mentioned, we touched on many topics. What do you think as a developer or as a real estate broker are the two or three areas that people should start looking at?
I am so impressed with what the Dubai Land Department is doing in some of these areas. I look at the blockchain initiative is well ahead of real estate blockchain. I realize it's beyond, in Dubai, it's beyond real estate blockchain. But the work on real estate related blockchain is well beyond the work that's being done anywhere else in the world that we know of. There are other pilot programs, but this is comprehensive, it's ambitious, and I think developers and brokers should keep an eye on it. Partly because because it's exciting and it's the future, but also it will impact how business gets done here in Dubai. So they'll need to know maybe not how the technology works, but they'll need to understand why it's different, because they'll be working with it every day. If they aren't already, they may be already working with it and not know it. So I think that's a technology that people in the business here in Dubai are already being impacted in a way that's different from anywhere else that I know of in the world. So that's an example. I think AI is going to, I know there's AI work being done here in Dubai. Find out where it's being done, whether it's in the incubators or if it has moved out of the startup incubators. Find out who's doing the work. Sometimes we find in technology that I'll come across a terrific technology and some very smart people that are solving a problem in healthcare, or they're solving a problem in logistics. And I can say to them, by the way, have you ever thought about what the real estate implications are to this? And they very often haven't. I wouldn't expect them to. But there's an opportunity to take that kind of technology and apply it over here in real estate. And that's partly why it might show up quickly. So the gaming and the gaming and 3D folks here in town, somebody in the real estate business is going to say, I love your product. Could you do that for my building so that people can have that experience in my building? And boom, that developer now is one step ahead of every other developer in town. So given the startup activity here in town and the commitment to technology and innovation and the future, I think it might even happen faster. So brokers, developers want to keep an eye on non-real estate developments because it's going to impact them directly, quickly.
So Steve, on a lighter note, you're from Boston.
I am.
So tell us something that's happening in your hometown that's really impacting real estate right now, something that you're proud of and you can see its uptake in the industry and how it's changing the lives of people.
Boston is a great real estate market, and I tell people we fight above our weight. It's really a town and of about 500,000 or 750,000 people. So it's not, it is a city, but it really feels like a town when you're there. However, the real estate companies, global real estate companies that are located, national, regional, that are based in Boston, means that we have this really large, active real estate, community real estate professionals. In addition to that, the city itself works. There are so many terrific elements to the city for a variety of reasons. And it's a city that announced, as an example, announced 15 years ago that the Seaport area, which was underutilized and hadn't been redeveloped, announced that that was going to be an innovation district, declared that it was going to be an innovation district. And so, and it has turned out to be successful. It was developed at a pace that is familiar to you here in Dubai because things spring up overnight. But in a place like Boston, where it takes a long time to get projects permitted and a long time to get them built, everything came together at the right time. And this neighborhood, this area of the city has sprung up quickly and successfully. And I think that's inspiring. It's inspiring for people who are in cities where things don't happen as quickly, that even in Boston, something exciting and recognized globally can happen. That also provided us with an exciting opportunity as researchers to compare and contrast, and this is one of the other areas that MIT is working on, that the innovation lab at the Center for Real Estate is working on, is understanding where does innovation happen, where are the innovation clusters, mapping the global innovation that's going on, because there is this phenomenon that's going on globally right now. And from a real estate standpoint, if we can understand where the innovation is happening, where the clusters are, we can analyze what elements are necessary for those clusters to prosper, and therefore what does the built environment need to be in order to encourage that. So we come back to where are the real estate opportunities. So we're understanding where innovation is happening. Because of the innovation district that was declared 15 years ago, we get to compare and contrast that with Kendall Square, which is an innovation district that grew organically really over the last 100 years, although more rapidly in the last 40 years. It's an area right adjacent to campus. It connects campus. So there's a connection between the activity that goes on, the research and the technology that happens on campus, and what happens in this Kendall Square innovation area, which has become known as kind of ground zero for biotech research. So now, from a research standpoint, we can compare and contrast the organic version and what elements were necessary, and is it possible to declare, to put a flag in the ground and say, this will be an innovation district. What elements have to be in place to make it work? So that's an exciting case study for innovation and its impact on real estate, because the real estate in the Seaport is only 15 years old, and we have lots of new towers and lots of activity going on, but it's only 15 years old versus the older innovation district near campus, which has taken a lot more time to grow and develop. So that's an exciting thing that's going on in Boston.
Lovely. We'd like to know your take on the UAE and Dubai and your short trip here. I know you didn't get around too much, but what are your first thoughts about it? I'm sure you'll be coming back for more.
I hope to be coming back. I am left speechless. The scale, the magnitude, the scale, the energy level is just remarkable. And I would recommend it for anybody to come visit just to experience this place. But if you're in real estate, this is where it's all happening. Every product type, the design is spectacular. All of the great architects are here. All of the great developers are here. And so I'm left speechless and unsatisfied because I didn't get a chance to see much more of it. And I hope that I'll be coming back more regularly so that I can do that.
We'll be happy to have you back, Steve. Thank you so much
for your time.
And we look forward to welcoming you back in Dubai soon.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.